Glioblastomas are very aggressive tumors without efficient treatment, where cancer stem-like cells are responsible for relapse. So in this study, we have investigated the metabolic discrepancies between monolayer and neurosphere cultures of two glioblastoma cell lines using transcriptomics and metabolomics. So we have cultured U87 and NCH644 cells under aderrant conditions with serum-containing medium, which is the monolayer condition, and non-aderrant conditions with serum-free medium to select for stem-like cells, which is the neurosphere condition. And using these conditions, we have extracted RNA and water-soluble metabolites to perform a transcriptomic and metabolomic analysis, respectively. And after this, we have performed a joint pathway analysis in MetaboAnalysts. And so looking at the left panel, we could see both in transcriptomic and metabolomic profiles that by principal components analysis, there was a clear separation between monolayer and neurosphere conditions. And these differences were also evident in the heat maps on Figure B, both in transcriptomic and metabolomic profiles in both cell lines. And still in the transcriptomic profile, by performing a gene set enrichment analysis, we could see that there was an upregulation of a stem-related gene signature in U87 neurospheres over monolayer cells, while there was a downregulation of several differentiation-related signatures in U87 and NCH644 neurospheres over monolayer cells. And so by integrating this transcriptomic and metabolomic analysis, we have performed the joint pathway analysis in MetaboAnalysts that revealed arginine biosynthesis as the most regulated pathway in U87 and NCH644 neurospheres over monolayer cells. And to better understand what was going on in this metabolic pathway, we accessed the expression of arginine-succinate, which is the enzyme responsible for the processing of aspartate and citrulline for the synthesis of arginine. And surprisingly, we saw that there was an upregulation of AS1 in U87 neurospheres over monolayer cells and a downregulation of the same enzyme in NCH644 neurospheres. And we could confirm this expression by qPCR on Figure D for AS1, and we also checked the expression of other enzymes involved in this pathway. So in U87 cells, we could see that several genes involved in arginine biosynthesis were downregulated in neurospheres over monolayer cells, while the same genes were upregulated in NCH644 neurospheres over monolayer cells. And to better understand what happens in the in vivo setting, we have analyzed TCGA data, so glioblastoma tissues compared with normal brain tissue, and we could see that the expression of the same genes that we analyzed by qPCR was resembling the NCH644 results. So tumor tissues downregulate AS1 while upregulating the other genes that are involved in arginine biosynthesis. So it looks like that U87 neurospheres have an AS1 upregulation to shuttle aspartate into arginine synthesis, causing a reduction in nucleotide metabolism, while in the NCH644 neurospheres, by downregulating AS1, the aspartate is shuttled away from arginine biosynthesis and towards nucleotide production. So, as conclusions, although arginine biosynthesis is the main metabolic pathway regulated in neurospheres from the two cell lines, the individual nodes within this metabolic pathway in the two cell lines resulted in different metabolic outcomes, probably to achieve the specific metabolic demands of each cell line. And as another conclusion, Several enzymes involved in arginine biosynthesis, including AS1, were also found to be significantly regulated in human glioblastoma, suggesting that the MCH644 cells may more closely resemble the in vivo setting of this disease.